Harper Audio presents Ladies of Liberty, written and read by Cokie Roberts. Copyright 2008 by Cokie Roberts. Production and abridgment copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. This is the story, told as much as possible in their own words, of the influential women in the period between the inauguration of John Adams in 1797 and his son John Quincy Adams in 1825. It's not the story of everyday women in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Many of them had much harder lives than the elite women who had the ears of the founding fathers. In this unsettled, still self-defining time, women were in the middle of everything, contributing to the culture as writers and educators, shaping the society as reformers and religious, expanding the nation as settlers and seekers. And though they possessed no official power, not only were women denied the right to vote, married women could not even own property. Their considerable political influence is evident in their own words and those of the men in their lives. The years from the presidency of John Adams to the election of his son are not as dramatic as the Revolutionary period, but in many ways they're more important. It's much easier to band together, as the Founding Fathers did, to fight against an outside enemy, than to hold together while differing philosophically and politically on ends as well as means on what kind of country would and should emerge from this American experiment. At various points over these years, fierce partisanship and regional jealousies threatened our nationhood when it was too young and fragile to withstand the blows easily.